Welcome to the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. This is for all women, vagina CEOs, even men, and all people everywhere who want to better understand vaginal health. Y'all, I'm preaching the vagina gospel and sharing the truth worldwide. Hallelujah! I'm Dr. Janelle Howell, a pelvic floor physical therapist, and your go-to resource for all things vaginal health, pelvic floor fitness, and sexual wellness. I'm teaching you everything your mama didn't about your vagina. Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Vagina Rehab Doctor Podcast. This is exciting because we're in April, y'all. We are in April now. And the good thing is that, listen, spring has sprung. The weather is getting warmer. Things are blooming. Things are opening up. Hey, things are opening up. The flowers outside are blooming open. So you know what happens in the spring for us too? We bloom, right? We bloom, whether that's emotionally, we open up. Whether that's physically, we get more limber and more mobile. Whether that's our pelvic floor, it starts to open up, right? Y'all, let's talk about group coaching for vaginismus. So I have completely switched from in-person pelvic floor physical therapy to 100% remote care. So to give you a background, for those of you who are new, I'm a doctor of physical therapy. So I went to physical therapy school after already getting my bachelor's degree, got my doctorate in physical therapy. After working for a while with orthopedic care, so my foot hurts, my low back hurts, my shoulder, knee replacement, all that good stuff. After doing that for a couple of years, I started doing traveling physical therapy and I got into women's health. At that time, it was called women's health and not pelvic health. Okay. So at that time, I got into women's health physical therapy and I decided to work with incontinence, urinary frequency, urinary urgency. I was like, I want to specialize and actually become a specialist. So now I'm board certified as a specialist in pelvic physical therapy. But I want to talk to you about how I made the switch from one-on-one coaching to now group coaching. And how does that work remotely? So when I decided to leave my job completely and only depend financially on my own resources, my own content, my own business, I was primarily doing one-on-one coaching in addition to the classes and courses and e-guides, but one-on-one coaching for people who wanted help to overcome incontinence, vaginismus, sexual pain, prolapse, all of it. And I started to see results. I began to believe more in the remote care. So for me, it was like, okay, yeah, y'all are better, which is great. Congrats. And listen, you're feeling better in your body. That's the goal. In addition to that, though, for me as a clinician, I developed a higher level of confidence in remote coaching for pelvic floor muscle dysfunction. And so I am not a coach. I'm a doctor of pelvic floor therapy, right? So I have the skill, I have the understanding, but in terms of doing it, I do like to give it that name of coaching so people don't confuse it with in-person medical care that is run by insurance and state legislation and all of that. So I do coaching to make it very clear it is not the exact same thing from a legal standpoint. When I started doing the one-on-one and believing and seeing that people were having sex without pain, getting it in doggy style, no pain, listen, having orgasms stronger and better than ever from remote care, not peeing their pants anymore, jumping and doing jumping jacks and working out and not feeling like they had to go pee and vaginal laxity getting better, sex drive returning. I was seeing all the transformations happening remotely. And when I started seeing more vaginismus, I started to realize like, hey, I love working with pelvic floor muscle dysfunction, but I love, did you hear the difference? I love working with pelvic floor muscle dysfunction. I do. But I love working with vaginismus and sexual pain. I do, baby. I do. It's my thing. And so naturally, I started talking about vaginismus more when I realized that it's poorly understood and that so many people are struggling silently. With so much shame, not telling mom, not telling siblings, not telling anyone, just so ashamed that they are not able to use their vagina. Tampons not going in, or maybe so, but struggling. so many people in relationships struggling with the inability to have intercourse or the inability to do it without pain. And it's causing a lot of strain on millions of relationships. And so when I realized that, one, it was a poor understanding, I started digging into research. I'm talking about staying up until 1, 2 a.m. looking at the research. I wanted to understand this thing. And so I started to pull out things, realizing that there was so much misunderstanding. It wasn't an automatic muscle spasm. It wasn't something that needed to take a year or several months to overcome. Yes, it was psychosexual and it's neuromuscular. Talk therapy helps a ton. But for most people, the pelvic floor has to be directly addressed. Most people. And so I started to understand it better. And that led to people getting better quicker one-on-one. Then I came to this place where I was like, I want to try my hand at group coaching. And so last year, I actually launched my Vaginismus to Vagilicious 8-week group program. At that time, it was actually 7 weeks and I gave them a week off. But at the end of the course, 2 weeks after the course ended, literally everyone was vaginismus free. Anyone who had a partner and could have penetrative sex, they had it. They were satisfied. They're having the sex. One person in the group course had vaginismus, vulvodynia, and endometriosis, and she is single. So she has not transitioned into penetrative sex, but in terms of everything that she's able to do with her body, listen, she overcame that thing too. And so you don't have to be in a relationship to work on healing your body. Please don't wait. Please don't wait. Why not work on your body now, nurture your body now, and then walk into a relationship feeling confident, ready, and able to do the things that you want to do. And so that course, the completion of that program last year was wild. When I saw that all 8 of them overcame working together in a group setting, that blew my mind. I was like, whoa, I got to do something different. I got to offer this more because people are not just missing help for their pelvic floor. They're missing help to believe in themselves again. You're missing social support. You're missing people that can understand you and say, I've been where you've been and I know where you want to go and we're going to go there together. We're going to work on this together. And that's what I was able to provide to that entire group. And I feel so grateful that I was able to do that, to give them that experience of overcoming such a frustrating, even depressing condition like vaginismus, and to not do it alone in secret, but to do it with friends that you've met. To say that you met friends through a course online and you're still talking to each other. We still have a group chat where we talk to each other. We update each other. We check in. It's amazing. And so I'm excited. I am so, so excited to be doing this course again. And y'all, it starts in 3 days. I've actually already closed the doors to people to come and join, but we start on April 4th. And so essentially it's a 90-minute course where I will be teaching strategies, skills, mindset shifts, because the mind is such a beautiful thing. And it's a powerful thing that we have to include in the healing process. So there's lectures for the first 30 minutes where I teach on different concepts, strategies, mindset, pleasure, sexual confidence, the pelvic floor, vaginismus, pain, right? Your partner, foreplay. I teach on all of it for the first 30 minutes. And then the next 60 minutes is more hands-on. So we go into exercises. We go into breathing. We go into dilation. Whenever we're working on the pelvic floor, of course, cameras have to go off. I keep my camera on at all times. But that's when I really teach how to overcome the pain, how to overcome the fear of insertion, how to overcome the tightness. And we're progressing week to week. And we're doing it together. I do give optional support to work with me one-on-one for people who feel like they just need a little bit more of a push or a little bit more attention. That's an option. But my goal is to teach so well in the group session that people don't even need that one-on-one support. If they do, though, I'm there. Dr. Tina Mappa, who's my colleague, she's also a doctor of pelvic floor physical therapy. She's also a professional who's also done the WCS, right? That specialty exam that I did. She also has that qualification. She's been working with me a little bit over 6 months, and she has helped so many people go from literally a Q-tip to pain-free sex, pain-free intercourse. She's amazing, doing well. And so she's actually going to be in the program with me to also provide support, also to provide professional support education, encouragement, all of that. So people, y'all, listen, y'all are getting 90 minutes with us every single week. And so April 4th is when it's starting. I'm actually going to be in Panama when it begins. And so, listen, that's crazy to me that I'm going to be, that's why I love remote care. Not only is it accessible for you, no matter where you are, no matter where in the world you are, you can get coached by us. But then also on our end, as the clinicians, I can be in Panama, I can be in Kenya, I can be in Bali working with you. And that's a beautiful thing to know that we can get help, but we can also give help wherever we are. And so the goal of the program is definitely pain-free intercourse, but confident intercourse, feeling confident that you can do it, that you will do it, that you deserve to do it. And so pain-free buttery sex is the goal. And I just wanted to give you all more details on this group program, why I decided to do it, because I see that the social aspect of healing is missing from pelvic floor muscle dysfunction, specifically vaginismus, vulvodynia, sexual pain. It's an isolating thing to deal with. Many people feel alone. Many people feel broken. Many people even feel disconnected from their partners, disconnected from their friends. They don't understand. Like, they feel like they don't relate when people are talking about their sex life and like, oh, it was so good. We did all these positions. And you're like, listen, I'm just trying to get it in. Like, I'm just trying to have sex and tolerate it and not be in pain for 4 days after having sex. I love that I am able to provide the social support, the community, but then also give you my expertise, give you access to my research, my skills, my experiences, my energy. Listen, because when we get together, y'all, one of the ladies that joined the group program last year, when she said this, oh my gosh, it blew my mind. She told me that she signed up for the group program for vaginismus because she knew that if she got in my presence, she could borrow some of my hope. She said that just by watching me on Instagram and hearing me teach, she felt like this confidence and this hope that she did not have. And she said, I knew if I got in your presence for 8 weeks, I could borrow some of your hope. I literally got chills. I get it right now hearing that because you all, we have social power. The energy, the positivity can be spread to other people. And I want to spread that to you. And it's not just my program. Listen, with your friends, with your family, with your support group, with other people, get into a positive community. If you were not able to join the Vaginismus to Vagilicious 8-week group program, the next cohort will begin in August. So you can start saving up now. Put some coins aside. Send me a DM if you want to know more details about the program. You can even email me at Janelle@vaginarehabdoctor.com. Y'all, I'm here for you. Healing is available and you don't have to heal alone. Thank you so much for listening. And please leave me a 5-star raving review if you've enjoyed this podcast so far. And I'll talk to y'all again next Monday. Bye.